SRN News. I'm John Scott. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network the Iranian foreign minister has warned that the Israeli-Hamas conflict is moving into a new phase.
I think it's more of a regional effort. We saw just yesterday an attack by a U.S. drone on Iranian-backed militias in northern Iraq.
Already under mounting pressure from its top ally, the United States, Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's possible, before any new ceasefire. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration warning that the U.S. is running out of money to help Ukraine fight against Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As the administration urges Israeli and Hamas negotiators to restart ceasefire talks, President Biden is getting an earful from allies on Capitol Hill. Senator Bernie Sanders and a group of Democratic senators say they're done asking nicely for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. They're demanding assurances from the Israeli government. At risk is the president's request for $14 billion in aid for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Chinese military said that an American naval ship had illegally intruded on Monday into waters near the Second Thomas Shoal. That's the site of a hot territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announcing he's suspending his campaign for president. Burgum has failed to gain traction among voters and appeared unlikely to qualify for the fourth GOP debate this week. The Dow's down 78 points. The Nasdaq, 154 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
Officials in the city of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, are tacking about trying to fix a problem they started when they sent out a memo urging city workers to tone down their Christmas decorating in the name of diversity. The email suggested that whatever city employees do, they should not make any reference to the actual meaning of Christmas. A letter of warning from Liberty Council has prompted officials to do an about-face, allowing everyone to decorate as they wish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports that local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last week, Islamic police caught five girls heading for church in Kano State and prevented them from attending. One of the girls tells ICC that the police threatened to kill the children if they try to go to church again. This is SRN News. Curriculum concerns in Maine.
Teachers are voicing skepticism about a proposal to update science education standards to incorporate teaching about genocide, eugenics, and the Holocaust. They say they have concerns about adequate teacher training and the nuanced nature of the material. The proposal states science has sometimes been used by those in power to oppress and abuse others, and that science education in the state should reflect that. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
California State University faculty launching 4 days of strikes across campuses for better pay and benefits. The strike is being held by the California Faculty Association, the union representing roughly 29,000 professors, librarians, coaches, and other workers. The university chancellor's office says that the pay increase that they're seeking, which is 12%, is just not feasible. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.